The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, more so than in other industrialized nations.
We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled Sharing the Highest Love with the World in Los Angeles, California, USA in December 1998.
Good evening, Master. I'm just really excited to be here, but most of all is finding a master that is a female.
Oh, yeah?
To me, that was the ultimate, because most of the masters that I've heard about were always males.
Mm.
And somehow I always felt as though something was missing. But anyway, there was a couple of things. When I do the Quan Yin method, I always hear water. I really don't hear music. I'm surrounded by water, ocean water. Just continue.
It's okay.
Okay.
In the Bible, it say that, you know, God's voice like the sound of many water. It's okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Good evening, Master. I just want to express my appreciation for this practice. A gift that I have has been escalated. I used to write songs. I'm not a writer per se, but I would write every 2 years, every one song a year, something like that. And I've gotten three since I've been in the practice. One is called The Master Comes. The second one is Meditate. And the third one is Master, We Appreciate You. And so I am feeling that, you know, I'm on the right path. The only quandary is that since then I have been a practicing minister, and through all this change I no longer have anything to do. I felt that this was a thing brought about by God to lead me to what I am here, what my purpose is. Does that mean that I'm still in the change process and it'll be revealed at some point?
If you found God, that's the main thing, whether you're a minister or not.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
You have been a minister because you thought you found God, but you haven't. So now you found it. You're a real minister now. To yourself, at least. True to yourself. Huh? Okay? Yeah. And if you continue to go to that church, it's all right. Whatever God arranged is fine.
Thank you.
Okay. Master? It's been 6 months, and I just want to share something that I went through, because I'm just like a beginner on the journey, and I thought others are probably going through the same. First thing is, in the beginning, I felt that I needed somebody to talk to, somebody who was higher in levels. So if I could tell my experiences, like outer experiences, they could confirm that I was on the right path.
You can write it down or write to me.
But writing was also very hard because, you know, some people can do it.
I see.
But it's hard to sit down. And being, you know, being a Muslim, having an Islamic background.
Of course.
And you had also mentioned Sufism. Mm-hmm. And then someone else also said that to me. And in the beginning, it didn't click. I didn't know what Sufism was. I thought it was just, you know, religious people. But then somehow I got a hold of a book, and then all of a sudden everything became clear.
Clear, yeah.
Yes. So whatever I was going through, it was there.
It takes time.
Yes, yeah, it does. And then I also read in there, they say it's very important for the beginners to have a living master, but you also said that. But then it's like what they say is it's important to have a person-to-person, mm-hmm. like a relationship. Mm-hmm. So how does that count? I mean, does that matter if, like, we see you after such a long time?
You can see the messenger and talk to them about your problem,
messenger?
Too. Yeah, Guanyin messenger when they come.
Like the ones that are in the center? Or during the people who perform the initiations?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Okay. But I don't know, somehow, you know, I feel close to you, but to the messenger, it's like, you know, it's not
but
the same.
But they also understand some of your question, and they might be able to help you. Or you can tell other initiate, you know, like, just something, not detail, but, you know, roughly your question. And the living teacher is only showing you how to get in touch with your own self. And, of course, in the beginning, you have 1,001 questions.
Yes.
Just be patient with your mind. This is your mind. You understand everything already. It's just the mind keep making trouble. Because he has collected so many different sources of information, and he confused you, that's all. Okay? See, it takes 6 months to understand everything, and that's a very short time.
Is it?
Yes. Very little price to pay for.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Master. First of all, I would like to thank you for being here, and thank you for your patience. Now, I have a question. The way I understand this world, every act seems to be an act of self-identification. Whatever we do, it seems to be perpetual, seems to be mechanical to me, and it just continues. Now, my question is God playing hide-and-seek tag? And if so, what's the best way to catch God? Please do your best. It's important to me.
When you meditate, you don't see any light?
I guess it depends on my mood and how I can focus.
So. Okay. That's when you find God. If you see something inside, it's God nature manifested.
Then watch.
Otherwise, God don't have any form and don't have anything for you to catch.
But mind seems to be stronger than God, that intellectual aspect of it.
Yeah, that's why you have to defeat that.
So how should I combat that?
Continue meditation.
Are you going to be with me? Are you going to be with me?
Of course, anytime. But you are your own master.
Yes.
And you are God. It just takes some time to weaken the mind, the argumentative mind, and then you realize it better. Or else you already are God.
But you know, in our society, when somebody says so-and-so is losing their mind, you know the implication.
There's a difference. There's a cuckoo. We don't lose our mind, we just win over the mind as a friend. So he doesn't tell us our nonsense anymore and accept that, okay, now I know you are the master of the house.
And also, I said hide and seek and playing tag. Is God really doing that?
No, he's not.
No.
He's not.
So
you
it's
see,
the human mind then again?
Yeah, no, we are already God. But in order to know that we are God, We have to be somewhere like this place, which is no God. And then we experience all the ungodly things. And then we overcome that. Then we realize, oh, they are the other side. And that is the God.
Okay.
The duality of the universe, so that we can recognize the other side. Just like a man is there so that you recognize that you are a woman. If this world is all women, maybe we have less argument, but then you don't know what woman is. So in order to know God, we have to be a human being, which is not God-like, because we don't know anything. When we inhabit in this body and with the mind, we are like screened out. See, we do things that is so human and so mundane and so common. Yeah? And then from then we learn to compare with the opposite, which is God nature. And that's how we come back to the kingdom of God. That's how we realize that we are God. Yeah? It's not the hide and seek, it's just the opposite, so that we know the difference.
Okay. Sometimes I think mind is like an amplifier, and then you kind of hear yourself.
You argue too much with yourself. Just meditate and you will find everything that you ever wanted. I promise you.
Okay. Thank you.
You have my word. It takes some time to change the habit of the thinking, of the mind. Yeah?
Master, what happens to the ego and the self when we go into the light and the sound? Because sometimes I feel like my ego and my self is being dissolved, and it scares me.
Scares you?
Yeah.
So okay, then put your ego next to you whenever you want to just put it back in.
Okay.
You won't lose it too long. As long as we live in this world, the ego will come back all the time.
Okay.
After the samadhi, it comes back, sneak it right in.
So we're not really dissolving then?
Yeah, so don't worry about whether you lose your ego or not. Okay? Just in samadhi, you lose it for a while. So you feel that you're one with the universe. You feel that you're really God and not the body. Yeah? And it makes you feel good, feel recharged, feel powerful, and know yourself. Yeah? But when you go back to the mundane situation, almost, you know, the ego comes back in right away. So that you can do about your work, you know, argue with your husband, you know, discipline your children, blah, blah, blah. Right? Until we finish, the ego is the last to leave us. When we leave this world.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I have kind of a lighthearted question for you, but also I ask you with sincerity. I read in the news magazine about a sister who had a problem with chocolate, and I was reading my own experience, and I eat way too much, too much more than's good for me, and I'm hoping that perhaps if I also eat a box of chocolate, that will take care of that problem, and I'm wondering what else I can do with my other bad habits to sort of take care of some of those things.
Eat a bunch of it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sometimes fighting too much with bad habit don't work. So just give it a handful and then he's had enough.
I was born and lived part of my life in former country of Yugoslavia. And I came to this country 10 years ago. And prior to that, 10 years before that, I had intense dreams about upcoming civil war in my country. And I was instructed also through my dreams to leave the country. So 2 years later, war broke down. So anyway, it tortured me so much inside that I was angry at myself, at people, at God, and just, it was a very painful experience to see my people fighting and killing each other, not just killing, but slaughtering each other. People even that I know. So what is collective karma? And why people choose to suffer collectively?
When people are related to each other by blood or by relationship, or by group consciousness, and do almost the same thing, then they have to share the same result. That's collective karma. Like if somebody robbed the bank and you cooperate with that robbery, then if that person goes to prison, you also share prison term, maybe a little less, but you do have to. That's collective karma.
Did I choose to be part of it?
Hmm?
Was my choice to be part of it?
Obviously.
I have a karma with them?
Obviously, a little bit, yeah. You're born there, yeah. And you feel the suffering that they feel even though you don't suffer yourself.
Right.
The suffering feeling is also very torturing, yeah. Be happy that you are not really in there.
And also I wonder sometimes what, like, I live my life by very intuitive feelings and by my dreams. I make decisions. So I kind of don't know what's next step. Sometimes I wonder what really is reality, what is really dream.
Just live a normal life, okay? Live whatever you feel is right and correct. Don't hang too much on dreams or anything like that, okay? You do what you think is right.
That's all.
Forget the past, right? Live the present. Be happy.
In my meditation, I feel enormous power from inside. But maybe there is little fear of surrendering.
Yeah, that's the mind. You will lose it later, okay? You lose the fear later.
So that's okay, I just should surrender?
Okay, honey. Be happy, right?
Thank you.
Be simple and happy, yeah?
Before I was initiated, I saw a green light in my room. At night I was asleep and I woke up suddenly and my room was full of
light.
A very powerful green light.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what is that?
It's God's presence.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This means you are enlightened. You can see God. Yeah? It's a blessing.
Hello, Master. Thank you for everything. You are a true inspiration to humanity. I have one quick question for you. I read almost all your books, and there's just one question that I have difficulty with. You talk about soldiers and them not having any karma because it's part of their duty. And I wonder if you differentiate between maybe a soldier that carries out a duty and a soldier that maybe does more than that.
Mm. If you are forced to go into the army by law or to defend your country, then you are not responsible for anything that happened to the enemies. But if, even during the duty time, and you kill someone and you're full of hatred and you really enjoy the killing, that you will also partake some of the karma. All right?
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. It's not only the action, it's the attitude, the mental participation that also entangle us in the karmic web. All right? Yes.
Hello, Master. Thank you for my initiation. If someone close to you in the family is not interested in initiation and is not interested in giving up eating meat, but they help you to be where you want to be, like they help me to come to see you, is that some kind of credit to them?
Mm-hmm. Will that, yes.
Will this person realize maybe next time, next life?
Maybe soon, maybe this life. Give them time.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And remember, they are also God. They chose to know themselves whenever they are ready to do so. So no hurry. They are God themselves. They know what to do. even though it appears to you that they don't know, we all know, consciously, unconsciously, all right?
Guten Abend, liebe Meisterin, ich möchte mich bedanken, mir die Einweihung gegeben hat, für dass du mir mein vergangenes Karma abgenommen hast. Und welches Karma es gewesen ist, kann ich es verstehen oder erkennen, welches Karma du abgenommen hast?
Alles. Mhm. Alles, was möglich. Außer dieses Lebenskarma,
ja?
die meisten nicht nehmen kann. Mhm. Weil wenn diese Karma, wo dieses Leben abgenommen ist, dann bist du weg. Ja. Musst du sterben.
Ja.
Weil ich habe keinen Grund, hier zu sein.
Ja. Das
ja,
wir
müssen ein bisschen Karma haben, um ja. hier zu leben.
Ja.
Ja? Okay.
Meine andere Frage ist, du sagst, 2,5 Stunden Meditation am Tag genügt, um Fortschritte zu machen. Oder ist es nur dafür da, das neue Karma auszulöschen?
Beide.
Beides.
Aha, beides. Aber je mehr, desto besser, ne? Hm. Die 2,5 Stunden, das ist nur die minimal. Ja? Okay.
Vielen Dank.
Aber das ist genug. Das ist genug, zum Fortschritt zu machen und auch die neuen Karma zu lösen. Yes. Okay.
Vielen Dank.
Ja, bitteschön.
Thank you for spending time with us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please join us again tomorrow for part 3 of Sharing the Highest Love with the World. And now, World Farm Animals Day, Animal Acres Gala on Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Up next on Supreme Master Television, right after Noteworthy News. We wish you a blessed and beautiful day.